Good morning. I greet you with the Easter greeting. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Welcome to our Easter Sunday service as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And we do that as we sing together the hymn, Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Let's sing with all our hearts as we worship our Lord this morning. And so we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, as we worship you this morning, we do lift our voices to you. We raise your name on high. We give you all the glory, for you are the risen, conquering Son. In you, Lord, we find victory. And so our celebration is today, Lord, that you would be honored as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, for you have defeated death. You have reminded us again, as we celebrate Easter Sunday, that you have done it all. You have saved us. You offer us eternal life. And Lord, we are deeply grateful and we worship you for the God that you are and the God whom we have come to know. So Lord, be blessed as we offer you our worship this morning. And so we share together in the prayer that Christ has taught us, as we say together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
I have two scripture readings that we will read this morning. The first comes from Isaiah chapter 25, and the second one comes from Matthew chapter 27. So let's listen as we hear these words from scripture. Isaiah 25, verses 6 to 9. God prepares a banquet. Here on Mount Zion, the Lord Almighty will prepare a banquet for all the nations of the world. A banquet of the richest food and the finest wine. Here he will suddenly remove the cloud of sorrow that has been hanging over all the nations. The sovereign Lord will destroy death forever. He will wipe away the tears from everyone's eyes and take away the disgrace his people have suffered throughout the world. The Lord himself has spoken. When it happens, everyone will say, "He is our God. We have put our trust in him, and he has rescued us. He is the Lord. We have put our trust in him, and now we are happy and joyful because he has saved us." Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, and we read through to Matthew 28, verse 10. The guard at the tomb. The next day, which was a Sabbath, the chief priests and the Pharisees met with Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that while that liar was still alive, he said, 'I will be raised to life 3 days later.' Give orders then for his tomb to be carefully guarded until the third day, so that his disciples will not be able to go and steal the body and then tell people that he was raised from death. This last lie would be even worse than the first one." "Take guard," Pilate told them. "Go and make the tomb as secure as you can." So they left and made the tomb secure, putting a seal on the stone and leaving the guard on watch. The resurrection. After the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the woman. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." People love to celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, special events, weddings. And we mark those celebrations with parties, a dance, a holiday, some sort of celebration. And when we have those kinds of celebrations, we often invite people to be part of those events. An interesting question to ask is, if you were to have a party and you could invite anybody in the world, who would you invite to your party? Some people might say Nelson Mandela. Others might say some famous sports star like Sia Kolisi. I wonder who you would invite to your party. I don't know whether you noticed, but in both our readings, there was the theme of celebration that came through. Isaiah, it says that God prepares a banquet. In my mind, I see a dinner party, and then something bigger would be a party, and then something bigger might be some sort of reception. But when we talk about a banquet, we're talking about a big, big party, a huge celebration with invited guests, with the finest food, with good wine, with lots of joy, with festivities and all sorts of activities. That for me is what I have in mind when we talk about a banquet. Everything that you could possibly want in a party would be in a banquet. But there's more to draw out of that passage. Will you notice the promise that is given to the people? That God promises to remove the cloud of sorrow, to destroy death forever, to wipe away tears, no more pain, no more grief, to wipe away disgrace, no more blame, no more shame. It reminds me of that passage from Revelation chapter 21 where John talks about the new heaven, where there will be no pain and no struggle and no death and no tears. But see the response of the people as we read it in verse 9. Everyone, everybody at the banquet, the whole group, everyone will say, "He is our God. We have put our trust in him and he has rescued us or saved us. He is the Lord. We have put our trust in him and now we are happy and joyful because he has saved us." Also note, who's invited to this banquet? All the nations, everyone, you and me. Not specific invites only to those special honored guests. Everybody's invited. It's an inclusive banquet. It really is party time. And when there's a celebration, it's always difficult to keep it quiet. It just, the news gets out that this is going to be happening. And people become very aware of it. And not only that, but then when it is happening, people know it's happening. There's loud music, there's singing, there's a good vibe, there's shouting, there's celebration. It's a banquet that people are involved in. In our gospel reading, they don't talk about a banquet, but it's a different kind of celebration. But note what happens, because the killjoys are there and they're trying to stop the celebration. They're trying to curb what's going to happen. And so a tomb is sealed and a guard is placed to prevent anything from possibly happening. But nothing, nothing was going to stop this celebration. Nothing was going to stop this event. And so the two Marys make their way to the tomb early in the morning, supposedly either to view the tomb or maybe to further embalm the body. And as they arrive, there's this earth tremor or this huge earthquake, and the sealed tomb is opened, and the stone is rolled away, and an angel appears and sits on the rolled away tomb, dazzling in white and light, facing the woman, reassuring them and explaining to them that Jesus is risen. This is a great celebration. He who was dead is now alive. Listen to those verses again from verse 5. The angel spoke to the woman, "You must not be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples." Go quickly now and tell his disciples that he has been raised from death. This is exciting news. This is a great celebration. Jesus is not dead. Jesus is not in the tomb. He's not in the grave. Jesus is alive. And on their way back to go and tell the disciples quickly, they get to meet Jesus. And Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. The news is out. Go and tell, and go quickly. Scripture says, afraid and yet filled with joy, they ran to tell the disciples. Spread the news. Death has been destroyed forever. Jesus has been raised back to life. Scripture has been fulfilled. No more fear of death. No more death from sin. Satan has been defeated. Jesus is victor. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. What did Scripture say? Go and tell, and go quickly. The greatest celebration of Easter is for us to tell others. Tell others about what Jesus is doing in our lives. Tell others about how Jesus is encouraging us, how he's sustaining us, how he's leading and guiding us. Tell others about what Jesus is doing in our church. Tell others about what Jesus could be doing for them. Reminding others about Jesus' love and grace. We need to go and tell. And there's an urgency that we need to do this quickly. People need to hear the message that Jesus is alive. That Jesus is at work in our lives and in our world and around us. We have testimonies to share. We need to be sharing those testimonies. And it's not about the big stuff, although that can have huge impact. It's about the small stuff. It's how Jesus meets us in our point of need. It's about the strength that Jesus gives us. We share that with others. They are strengthened. It's about sharing about answered prayer. When people see that prayers are effective, they are touched. They are encouraged. It's about telling our stories of faith. It's about being willing to tell others. And there's maybe this urgency that our world needs this now. And so we celebrate in worship, in church every Sunday. We celebrate in an incredible banquet when we share in communion, telling others what Jesus has done. We need to be witnessing through our testimonies. It is a celebration of who God is and what God has done. We need to be telling others about what Christ is doing in our lives and in our world. For he is alive, and he's alive forevermore. Let us celebrate as we share Christ with others. Let's tell it. Let's sing it. As we sing in our next song, sound his praises. Tell the story of him who was slain. Sound his praises. Tell with gladness he liveth again. Sound his praises. Tell the story.
Rejoice and be glad, the Redeemer. Tell the story of him who was slain.
We turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, on this Easter Sunday, we pray for our world. Our world that is in a mess. Our world that is corrupt. Our world that is groaning. Our world that seems to be in chaos. We know, Lord, you created this world. You gave it to us and you called us to be stewards. And we have failed in many, many ways. But Lord, we pray for our world and for all the people in the world. We pray, Lord, that this Easter, in some way, they would come to know you. We pray that they would hear your message, that people would be telling it. People would be telling it quickly, loudly, and boldly. For you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are the Saviour of the world. May people hear your message clear as day. Lord, may they respond to your message. May they come to know you as their personal Saviour. We pray too, Lord, that they would come to know you as the Saviour of the world. Lord, you can fix this chaos. Lord, you can bring an end to war and violence and greed and selfishness. Lord, you can bring an end to sickness and pain and struggle and violence. Lord, you can bring peace and justice and shalom. We pray, Lord, that you would come. As you promised in Isaiah, as you promised in Revelation, we pray, Lord, you would bring us to the point where there are no more tears, no more grief, no more death, no more sickness. We pray, Lord, for your healing of our world. And we pray, Lord, that your message would get out into the world this Easter. Always for your glory and for your celebration, so that people would turn to you. We pray this prayer in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord. Amen. And so I pray that you would go with joy, you would go in celebration, you would go and tell quickly the message of Christ. And so may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.